The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, every Saturday and Sunday, as you guys know, and thank you for those of you that go to our website. Our website, we get so many new viewers every month. And what's interesting is that you guys are reading over 13 pages per view. So thank you very much. I know as a resource website and magazine, we have a lot of information. So check it out. If you can't find something, you can always email me at percy@generations808.com. But anyway, today's show, I'm really excited because we've talked about Adult Day Center. We've talked about Senior Wellness Centers. And this is the newest one on the block here. And it's called Live Well at Iwile by Kahala Nui. And we have the Executive Director, Wendy Wong, here. Thank you, Wendy, for coming on by.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I didn't know you were so involved with Alzheimer's and talking to Mike Buck earlier. Well,
yes, I started out many years. I can't even remember, but I started out on the board of the Alzheimer's Association Aloha Chapter and have continued on in the advisory board capacity.
Oh, good for yes. you. And I didn't know your background. You actually worked at Queens Hospital as well.
I sure did. I started out in the early 80s. I had 26 years with the Queens Medical Center and retired. And then I was at that stage in my professional career that I really wanted to do a real give back type of thing. And one of the things I did at Queens was I started up a geriatric senior program for the hospital and really, really enjoyed that. So I'm having a ball at Kahala Nui.
Well, I always tell people, I mean, what better market to work with
are Absolutely.
Seniors, right?
Absolutely.
They're so thankful, appreciative, you know, sincere when they tell you things, and it really means a lot to them. And the stories they can tell you about life and living, and it's just really amazing. That's what I really love about what we do. And, you know, look at our October-November issue of Generations Magazine. The three lovely ladies of 2014's Miss Medicare pageant.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And we've had Lori Bachran on a couple of weeks ago talking about life as Mrs. Hawaii. She was in 1965.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And Medicare didn't start until
1965.
I'm sorry. She was Mrs. Hawaii in 1963. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
And Medicare didn't start until 1965.
That's right.
Interesting how she talked about the pageant and how she said she had to learn how to cook and she had to make a sampling of her cooking to show the judges.
Oh, well, I'd fail there.
Cooking was important for that pageant in 1963. So thanks to Lori. And we have got calls and emails about wanting to know more about her. So we put you in touch with Ms. Bachran. If you need more information, contact her directly. But anyway, so Live Well at Iwile by Kahala Nui. What's going on? And it's brand new. And what's going on over there?
Well, you know, we had an amazing opportunity. This was back in the spring. And the folks that developed the newest facility, which is a senior residence at Iwile, Pacific Housing Assistance Corporation, they put out an RFP to have someone come in and to actually open and run an adult daycare center. And so we decided, you know, it's time for Kahala Nui to reach out to the community. We certainly have our hands full with nearly 500 residents for the last 10 years. But, you know, we're a nonprofit. And so a huge part of our mission is to reach out to seniors regardless of where they live. So this gave us a chance to go beyond the four walls of Kahala Nui. And so we responded to the proposal, and we were very fortunate to be selected. And so over the next 2-3 months, we really needed to establish the programming. Mm-hmm. We needed to hire the staff. We needed to decide how we were going to create, and I don't like to call it an adult daycare center. We purposefully do not call it that in any of our marketing material because we found that most older adults shy away from that connotation. So instead, and we'd really believe in this, that it's really a senior wellness center. And so everything that we did for this site, the Live Well site, is to promote that. You know, it doesn't look like a typical adult daycare center. We went really heavy into technology, for example.
Really
we made
good.
The entire place Wi-Fi accessible because a lot of the activities that we were going to do are not your typical bingo and arts and crafts, although we'll have some of that. But we want to teach our seniors how to work with iPads. We want to teach them how to use some of the special technology that we have at Kahalanui called It's Never Too Late. And it's an integrative type of programming where you can actually work with people from a far distance.
Oh, really?
It has,
that's cool.
It's amazing. It has webcam features. We can get live shots from different parts of the world. It has both the physical component and the cognitive component to really live well. So our whole approach was very different, and we really like that idea because we really want people to feel good about coming to live well at Evelay.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, as you guys know, that when you call my voicemail and even my email, I always put live well at the end because that's really what it, you know, I found this out talking to actually my friend Carol Kai several years ago about, we're talking one day at lunch about, you know, going forward as we all age, and we were thinking of some kind of a slogan. Actually, Carol's the one that actually brought up the live well words and put it together. And I asked Carol, I love this. I'm going to use it whenever I do my voicemail or my email. And she said, great. But that's how, when I started living that was about 7-8 years ago now. Uh-huh. That we bring that out everywhere we go to live well. So I'm glad you used that name. And, you know, it's so interesting. You have, I didn't realize you have 500 residences at Kahalanui.
Oh, yeah. Kahalanui just celebrated its 10th anniversary last year. And we have, it fluctuates, of course, but we have almost 500 people that live there. Because it's a continuing care retirement community. So it's different than, say, a freestanding nursing home or just an assisted living facility. Our residents have the benefit of having a full continuum of care. So we have those that are independent, those that require assisted living memory support, and up through long-term care. And what's really quite nice about our program is that you don't have to go somewhere else if you need additional care.
Right.
And that works really well, especially for couples. They can still eat together, spend time together. So the model of the integrative approach to, or the full continuum, for example, is just really, really satisfying.
It's a one-stop shop. You come in there, you don't have to really leave. And I had lunch there a couple of times with our marketing lady, Darlene, and wow, the food was pretty good. The service was excellent.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of wear shorts next time. It's kind of, I would say formal, but very nice dining room you have there.
Uh-huh.
So when you call it a wellness center, I like that. You know, it's true. Sometimes people don't want to use the words adult day center.
Mm-hmm.
But it to me, and I've mentioned this a few times on our past shows, that it is the growing area for us baby boomers professionals working, that, you know, we got to find an outlet or a resource for our parents.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a baby boomer and I'm working full time and I do 12 hours a day, and I have a mother who's in her mid 80s. Luckily for me, she's still, you know, raring to go. But, you know, I'm already starting to see signs, subtle signs of certain things that show that she's aging. But, you know, when you talk to older adults, you know, they don't want to go into a facility. They don't want to leave their homes because that's really that last bit of independence that they hang on to. And I think that's what makes, you know, a center like ours really a nice match for people, because you still can come into our center, spend the day, you know, have your meals taken care of, have a nurse take care of all your medications to make sure you take them, have activities throughout the day, add in the social component of being with people your own age, and then being able to go home and spend time either with your family or at least go home to your own bed. And that way, I think it's a win-win, because for the older adult, they're safe. For the child or the adult child that is working, it gives them peace of mind. And, you know, that's priceless, right? To know your parents okay.
Yeah, yeah, I've actually talked to a lot of my clients about, and with their families, about at some point down the road, you know, you might want to think about an adult day center or a wellness center, because, you know, they get the meals every day. They get somebody to watch them, make sure the medication. But still, yeah, I'm glad to see the activities that you're doing, because, you know, you don't want to go there. They're going to sleep 3 or 4 hours a day, you know. So I know they're going to be very active. But So I like the idea of interactiveness. Can we talk more about that? Because that really intrigued me. And so is it like a video pal around the country or in different countries? I've seen that some of these programs before. Uh-huh. How do they connect with other countries or other?
Well, for our particular unit, which is the Never Too Late system, it's a comprehensive program that you buy, and through that there's different features. So you can do FaceTime, for example, connect up with your family members, but there's the webcam feature, and there are cameras that are located in, I think it's in London, in the San Diego Zoo, various places. So, you know, it kind of takes you away from where you are.
I see.
And it's live. It's live feed. So that's one feature, but there's another really cool feature on that one. One of the things, you know, to age well is maintaining your physical strength, which, of course, helps with your balance. And as people get older, they tend to be more sedentary. They stay in front of the TV, you know. So one of the features of Never Too Well is a virtual bike path. So they sit at a chair, and if they still have good mobility in their legs, they pedal. And as they pedal, they're watching the screen as they're going down a different bike path. And you can change the, you know, the bike paths. And then if you don't have functioning, you know, capacity in your legs, then you can use your arms. And then you can also get, you know, strength in your arms. And you're still seeing yourself go down that path. So there's so many, you know, there's so many brain exercises and things that come with this unit. It's fabulous. We have about four units. We have three of them back at Kahalanui. And we use it throughout the entire community. And what's also nice about it is you can do it in a group setting, so we can connect it up to our large 72-inch screen and have the group participate, or for those who are not mobile, you can roll it into their room and it becomes a private activity for them.
Interesting. That's pretty cool. I mean, technology today, I think you're right. People aren't going to be playing Mahjong as much and not going to be crocheting as much, right?
Well, I don't know. I have a lot of residents at Kahalanui that they live for that. They really do. Yeah. But no, I think, you know, what I've seen having worked at Kahalanui, a lot of the seniors are interested. You know, they get their kids' hand-me-down phones, or they get an iPad or a Kindle for Christmas, but they don't know how to use it. And so having classes to show them some of the simple basic functionality is just, you know, they just are amazed with what they can do.
And you can do that all at LiveWell?
Yes, yes. We have a bunch of iPads. We're going to have an instructor that will teach them how to use them. Yeah, I think the more we can introduce technology to our residents, the better, because it opens up their world for them.
Well, a lot of our families is on the mainland as well, so I think it's really, really important to take advantage of that. So we're here at Wendy Wong from LiveWell at Ivele by Kahalanui. And so you're just opened up, and let us know the hours and the locations and parking and all that kind of stuff.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So, yeah, we just opened up, and we are now actively, you know, trying to recruit people to come and at least see our facility. It's beautiful. It's about 6,400 square feet, so it's huge.
It's big.
And it was designed by the developer of the building, and the person that they consulted with to design it had tremendous background in what this facility would need. So we have it was well-planned, and it was well-designed so that seniors be comfortable. The center is going to be open right now from Monday through Friday, and we're going to be open from 7:30 to 5:30. However, recognizing that, you know, folks need to work, drop off, pick up. We'll have an early drop off at 6:30 in the morning and late pickup.
6:30.
And late pickup at 6:30 at night. So essentially 6:30 to 6:30. We have a team of staff on board. So the center is headed by Lynn Wong, who is a registered nurse. She's been in senior care all of her professional career, over 20 years. And then she has a team of a certified nurse aide and an activities coordinator. And
Activity coordinator.
Oh, yeah, very important. And these folks came from Kahalanui. So these are folks that have been working with me for many years. And they this is a great opportunity for them also.
Sure.
And so, yeah, the activities coordinator is bringing over some wonderful programs to keep our members, we call them members, active and engaged in our program.
Yeah. Well, it's really important to get personnel that is used to working with seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And because how you talk to them, how you can walk them through the hallway, making sure what's important to make sure they don't fall down, things like that, it's really, really important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So They can take registration now. Are we allowed to talk about what are you supposed to charging now?
Sure. So first of all, we are somewhat unique in the sense we are a licensed adult daycare center. And I know many of your, you know, listeners are familiar with adult daycare centers, but I don't think many people know that not all daycare centers are licensed by the state of Hawaii. And some are senior centers, but they advertise that they're adult daycare centers, and others are, in fact, licensed. Mm-hmm. When the RFP came out for this facility, it was a requirement that we were licensed by the Department of Health. So that actually set all of the standards for what we have to do in terms of qualifying mm-hmm. and the process you go through. So if you're interested in checking out Live Well at Ivalei, the first thing we want you to do is come see it. We want you to feel comfortable with the setting, and we can show you what a typical day in the life would be like. In fact, we're actually offering free days. You know, if you're really interested, we'll give you a free day to experience it.
Cool.
And then we hope that, you know, you enjoyed enough to come back. Now, before you get started, there is a lot of paperwork, unfortunately, you have to do. We have an application form. There is an application fee that we charge of $50. You will need to go and get a two-step TB skin test, and that is one of the requirements to make sure that you're TB.
All centers require that.
They do. And then we do ask you to get your get a clearance by your physician. And that's important because we have, as I said, a registered nurse on duty. And part of our program will allow for her to do your medications. A lot of adult daycare centers will not do medications. And that becomes problematic if you have a midday medication and what do you do? So we will be able to do that, but we want to make certain that your doctor has seen you recently, your medications are correct, and that when you come in with your medications, we know exactly what we have to administer. Yeah.
Because a lot of properties don't have an RN on staff.
In fact, very few do. And that's one of the special features we wanted to offer because we felt to really open it up to as many people as possible, we needed to have an RN there. So after you do all that, then we have you come in and our director will actually do an assessment. And we're looking for both your cognitive level of functioning, your physical level of functioning, and then we put you into a tier. And that tier is what we would charge you. So if you're pretty high functioning, independent, can feed yourself, the daily rate is $75 a day. That's for a whole day. We do have half day rates as well.
And that includes all the meals as well.
Oh, right? Yeah. You get two full meals a day. So we have breakfast, and then we also have a hot lunch meal that's prepared at Kahalanui. So that food that you're used to.
Really?
We work right off of that menu, and we would be bringing in a hot meal for our members every day. And then snacks throughout the day, that's all included in that fee. If, however, you exhibit signs of needing more care, say for toileting, or if you are, say, wheelchair dependent, but you can propel yourself, so you need a little bit more help with maybe transferring to chairs, then you could potentially be in a higher level of care. Mm. So the range could be either $75, $85, or up to $95 a day, depending on how you essentially are assessed.
Well, I'm glad you do that because there's a lot of facilities that won't take wheelchair bound.
That's true, too.
And
that's
you have to be able to toilet yourself, do everything yourself. Because they don't want to bring on extra staff.
Exactly.
So it's interesting you do that.
Well, that's why we also hired certified nurse aides, because these folks are trained in taking care of, you know, doing the direct care, whereas maybe other places don't have that. But we feel it's very important for the safety of our residents.
Yeah, I think those are some of the questions. I think if you're listening out there, if you're looking at a placement of your loved one in a facility like an adult day center or a senior wellness center, those are some of the key questions that they should be asking, huh?
Yeah.
If they have certified nurses aides, probably the next one would be, do you have an RN on staff to administer medications? Because if they're not, they're totally reliant on the senior to do it themselves, right?
That's right. And that's scary because, you know, as you age, one of the things I see certainly with our residents is that they tend to forget if they took their medication. So they either don't take it or they overtake it, and that will cause a lot of problems. So, yeah, having a nurse there is very, very important. Yeah.
So when you mentioned in the wheelchair, they got to have to propel themselves.
Yeah, they can't be completely wheelchair bound where someone has to be, you know, taking
them. They can't be bed bound.
No, they can't be.
And if they can't toilet themselves?
Well, that's where we have CNAs. The CNAs will be able to help them. And all of the bathrooms, which really, again, the person who designed this facility, Audrey Suga Nakagawa. I'm going to say her name because she's fabulous. She really was very mindful of what's important, even in the designing the bathrooms. You know, they're all wheelchair accessible with flip-down chairs. We can shower people, too. You know, that's sometimes going to be necessary if there's an accident. And so there's a huge walk-in shower that we can provide shower services for members. And that helps families, too. You know, if they know that they can get a shower done before they bring their loved one home.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
A shower. I don't know too many facilities that actually offer bathing services like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Because that's really when somebody becomes at a point where they need more a lot more care or skilled care, bathing is a huge
absolutely
need, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's yeah. great. Now that's a good selling point. I've got to tell you, I'm a great salesperson, but I think it's really really important. Now, so you're downtown. Do you think a lot of your client or members' children will be dropping them off? Obviously, then dropping them off, because nobody drives to the adult day center, do they?
No, I think what we're seeing with the people that are signing up now, either their children are going to drop them off, or they're making arrangements with Handy Van.
Oh,
yeah, and that in itself is sometimes difficult because they have to make the appointment to even get in there, and that delays sometimes.
Well, you got to partner with Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities has their own, and they're not as busy as Handy Van, and they do a great job over there. They're not as busy. That's the main thing. So you might want to talk to them over there.
Oh yes.
But I think a lot more professionals that work downtown are going to take advantage of this facility, right?
Well, that's what we're hoping. You know, it's regardless of whether you're coming from the east side or the west side, it's really centrally located for both. And with the downtown crowd, we know that, you know, many of them have to work. They've got long hours. And so it's a very simple drop-off. You know, you just go right off of King Street and you pull down Evelé. There's a huge front entrance, lots of parking. There's a drop-off area. And one other thing to mention, too, that is very important. The LiveWell facility is fully secured. And I think some people might worry, you know, because in Evelé, well, you know, downtown. you worry about people that could be intruding and things of that sort. And so when we finished up our design, we purposely put in security systems for two reasons. One is to make sure that people who shouldn't be coming in can't. And then the other is because as people age, sometimes they get confused, they tend to wander, and there's a risk for elopement. And so this type of security system prevents people from coming in or out without us intervening.
Very important. So you're coming down. I'm trying to visually see him because I when I heard about this, like, where in Evelé is this? And I didn't even know. There was sure enough, there's a building right there.
Yeah.
So you're coming down King Street,
mm-hmm.
and you take a right on Evelé.
And it's right there.
And it's on the right side?
On the right side.
Oh. So before you get to Kmart and IHS. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
On the right side.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The senior residence at Evelé was developed by Pacific Housing Assistance, and I think it's about 2 years old, and it's 160 units. The seniors that all live there have to be 62 years and older, and they have
a low rental.
It's kind of a low, yeah, a lower. You have to qualify financially, and I think part of the reason why they wanted the senior wellness center in their facility is because they're hoping that the folks that live upstairs will use it to age in place. Mm. The longer these folks can, for that matter, the longer anyone can age in place and not be displaced, makes people happier. So by having us downstairs, actually what we're going to start doing from next Saturday, November 7th, as a part of our social accountability program as a nonprofit, we're going to be offering the residents who live there free classes on the first and third Saturday of every month.
That's cool.
And we're going to bring in a combination, like the first day will be chair exercise, and then we're going to follow up with the hula class. And the whole idea is to get them out of their rooms, to socialize, yes, to remain active. And so it's also a good way to get them into our center because they may consider using our facility.
Do they get a discount?
Well, they...
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Well, the classes are free, which is really, I mean, that's really nice. And depending on whether or not they're Medicaid eligible or not, now that's something also unique to us.
You take Medicaid?
We take Medicaid. Uh-oh. And that's something that's not easy to find. A lot of adult daycare
very
centers are all private
that.
Pay, but we are going to be accepting Medicaid eligible members.
Wow, that's a great, great segue to our second half of the show. We're here with Wendy Wong from Live Well at Iwile by Kahalanui. And thank you, Wendy. So they can, for you baby boomers out there, I know most of you guys are baby boomers, listen to us. They can just Google you.
Sure.
I know your website's up already.
Oh, yes.
I've been to the website.
Yes.
I know more to come with your website. So all they got to do is Google Live Well at Iwile.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with Wendy Wong from Live Well at Iwile by Kahalanui to learn a little bit more, but also the great service in the community that Kahalanui has been doing as well. We'll be right back after this short break.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to a Medicare moment with Martha, Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073. 543-2073.
I was an addict from the age of 13. I finally decided it was time for a change. I walked into the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center, and that got me ready for the real world. Now, I choose to be guided by Jesus Christ, and today, I'm building a powerful and promising future, free from drugs and alcohol.
Please shop at the Salvation Army Family Stores. With our discounted sales, your support through your purchase helps men live a clean, sober, and productive life.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
High's Steakhouse Waikiki, a special place to celebrate your next special occasion. Dine on High's succulent Alaskan king crab, fresh oysters Rockefeller, and signature Kiawe seared roast rack of lamb, amongst other favorites. Marvel at tableside creations like the classic Caesar salad and signature desserts. For reservations, call 922-5555. Online at highswaikiki.com. Celebrate your next special occasion at High's Steakhouse Waikiki. Proper dress required.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio, and thank you for tuning in this weekend. We're here every Saturday from 5 to 6 and Sunday from 3 to 4. And as you know, our October-November issue is out. with the three lovely ladies from the 2014 Miss Medicare pageant, Miss Faye Rose Schock, Miss Lori Bachran, and lovely lady on the right is Miss Terry Rainey from Maui. And so congratulations to them. They did have actually their 2015 Miss Medicare pageant last weekend, and congratulations to those ladies. Probably in our next issue, December, if not our February, March issue, we'll feature those ladies as well. But congratulations to the ladies. I did want to mention, you know, every issue we have a resource page. And this October, November, we have the senior club meetings for Kauai and Maui counties. And it's amazing. Look at Kauai has about 10, 12 clubs on the island. Maui County has over 30 clubs on the island, which is amazing. Well, they're more remote. They have Haile Mailea, Hana, Kahului, Kihei, Lahaina, and Wailuku. So congratulations to all those active seniors. I did want to tell you, this is Medicare season. And as you know, Martha Clopin has her own radio show, Medicare Moment with Martha. And that airs every Sunday and Saturday as well. So check her out on AM 690. And then, as you know, we always talk about healthy and wellness. And our personal trainer, Diane Cadena, had a nice, really great story of my friend Wendell Murakawa, who, after exercising a year with her, got off all his medications. So a great story there. And then, as you guys know, we're living longer. We need to start worrying about our parents. And we're here with Wendy Wong from Live Well at Iwale by Kahalanui. A wellness, a senior wellness center, right, Wendy?
That's right.
So, again, your partnership or your, how does Kahalanui get involved with this? What's your role with Live Well?
Well, you know, Kahalanui has been around for 10 years.
Yeah.
And we just celebrated our 10th anniversary. And we're a nonprofit organization, so we're committed to taking care of seniors. That's a huge part of our mission. But we wanted to go beyond Kahalanui's four walls. And, you know, we've been doing things in the community for a number of years through our social accountability program. And we've supported in various ways different organizations like the Alzheimer's Association, Project Donna, Catholic Charities, or to name a few. And, you know, we still love doing that, but we really wanted to get our hands into taking care of people where they live and to make their lives better. And so when the opportunity came up to bid on this opportunity to run this adult daycare center, we felt it was perfect because it would serve a huge number of older adults in the community. Yeah. And we're hoping that from this, we have other opportunities as well to go into other senior facilities like this to develop activity programs or things to improve the quality of their lives.
It's so important because we're living longer.
True.
And I was talking to guys that run the senior clubs at the city and county level, and they have to start thinking about a lot of different activities. And as our baby boomers start to age into that category, they're gonna want to do a lot more things and be interactive. So I think that's pretty cool. So you're open Monday to Friday. Is it when are you starting? 6:30. You're eight.
We can take folks in from 6:30 in the morning.
6:30 to 6:30 at night.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow. So guys, if you're working downtown, a great place to drop off and pick them up.
That's right. Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, I didn't explain again the levels of care because that is very unusual. I've had many people come on the show talk about adult day centers, but you know, when you have the bathing service, when you have the assistance from the CNAs, and you have a RN on staff, that's really important.
Well, I think that's why we were able to take on folks that have a little bit more needs. I think when we were looking at other adult daycare centers, many of them were quite adamant about, you know, the person had to be fully independent, fully ambulatory, had to be continent. And I got to tell you, older adults, rarely do you see anybody fully continent. And so we purposely decided that we wanted to hire trained clinical people. So our director is a registered nurse. I'm a registered nurse. And so when I started to design this whole thing in my mind, I deal with this day in, day out, and I know what boomer children want. You know, they want to make sure their parents are safe. They want to make sure they're eating healthy. They're eating the right things. They want to make sure that they're actively engaged. They want to make sure they're happy. you know? And so when we did all this, we had to pick the right people as well. People that could bring to the table a lot of the services that, you know, baby boomer adults would want for their parents.
Yeah, it's important. And to become a member, as we used to call it, of the Senior Wellness Center, you have to do some basic things. Like they all require, TB tests?
Right. The Department of Health is very clear. You have to be free of tuberculosis. So we do require that. We do require a physical exam by your primary care doctor within the last year. And that, of course, gives us the information we need to know what your medication needs might be, what your your health history might be. And then we do a one-on-one assessment with our nurse to make sure that we have a full picture of what your care needs might be. And then based on that, we're able to quote you what the daily rate will be, which would be $75 for someone who's fairly independent, can feed themselves, get to the bathroom on their own, but then progressively up to someone who will need assistance in transferring to chairs, transferring to the toilet and back. So we do have three tiers, and the prices range from $75 a day to $95 a day.
Well, I like the fact that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, one of the biggest issues as you get older is bathing.
Yeah.
Toileting themselves, because a lot of facilities don't take those kind of clients.
Right.
They want to pick and choose. So I'm glad you're doing that. But let's talk about the insurance. I didn't know you were taking Medicaid.
Well, you know, again, we're a not-for-profit. And so the purpose of this whole program is to serve all seniors, regardless of where they live and who they are. We want to make sure they're appropriate. So if they're bed-bound, wheelchair-bound, if they have some serious elopement risks, you know, then we certainly can't take folks like that, because it would be, they could endanger themselves or others. But we really do want to take as many folks as we can that we can manage safely in our center.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know your long-term care insurance insurance policy, if you have one, does include adult day centers. You
know? Yeah, I work a lot with long-term care policies over at Kahalanui. And in the residents that I work with there, the Greatest Generation, many of them were wise enough to purchase their policies long ago.
Yes.
And at a fairly reasonable rate, and have wonderful benefits. You can't find that anymore. Nowhere.
Well, yeah.
Hard to find.
The premiums are higher. I'm actually looking at long-term care insurance right now as we speak. And one of the policies that that I was looking at was lifetime care. They don't offer lifetime care anymore.
No.
I know one of the last people that bought it here in Hawaii, she's a friend of mine, and you probably know this doctor, but it's really important that people realize, and hopefully by the beginning part of next year, you'll see the state's public awareness campaign on long-term care, because that is a huge, huge issue as we're facing this, and as the state's bracing for that, you know, I've mentioned this many, many times, that this is going to be, long-term care is going to be the largest social and financial crisis that we're going to see this century, and it's coming. It's already here, but just families are battling with this. So I'm glad you have this opportunity to service the downtown clientele. Can you tell me a little bit more about what are the other things are going to be like? What other activities are going to be at the Senior Wellness Center?
I think getting out and about is important, and so we'll have outings from time to time. So we, you know, we'll either do some walking outings, or we'll find some other way to get folks out into the fresh air. We have a library within our facility. We set up a library, and so we want to do a lot of reading. And that can be audiobooks. It could be folks reading themselves. We want to bring in a lot of speakers. We find at Kahalanui, older adults are really interested in learning. And, you know, regardless of how old you are, your brain cells are still able to learn new things. And the more you do that, the longer your brain will, you know, survive. So we bring in a lot of very interesting speakers to talk about healthy aging, you know, all the things of interest to them that you know, they should learn about. So we'll be bringing in speakers. We have, at Kahalanui, we have over 25 instructors that come in. And that's aside from personal trainers and that sort. But we bring in a real good assortment of people to bring to our residents all different kinds of things, be it line dancing, bon dancing. We do hula, all different levels of hula. We have Tai Chi, seated or standing Tai Chi, stretch and balance.
Yeah, I mean, it Tai Chi is the biggest one.
And you know, the whole thing is improve your strength, improve your core strength, and improve your balance. Because one of the biggest fears for seniors is to fall. You know, once you have a traumatic fall, oftentimes it leads to just really bad outcomes. So maintaining physical strength is so important.
Yeah, it is. It is falls. As you may have seen, the state came out with a fall prevention video. Actually, I don't know if you know this, but my parents were starred in that in a video.
Oh.
And when they created that video. But I love the idea that you have Tai Chi and exercises mm-hmm. and your healthy food over there.
Right.
So how do people, what do people do? They call you up, go online. How do they get a tour of the facility?
Well, we have a great phone number and a great address. Easy to remember. So if you want to get information from us, all you need to do is call 218-7777. And you'll be connected to one of our marketing folks who will then get you hooked up with our director for a tour. And the facility is located at 888 Evelet Road. So it's
really
easy to remember.
Yeah, it really is.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can't miss it. Because when people told me what the location, I couldn't fathom in my mind. But as you come down King Street and turn right, yeah, it's right there.
It's right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, it's a great facility to check it out. But so how many beds? How many people can you take under the
facility? Oh, that's a good question. We're licensed to accept up to 50 members. It's large enough. And so we hope to fill up. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And so you said you have an RN going to be the director there, Lin
yes.
Wong?
Lin Wong is the director.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have, guys, if you're listening, if you're looking at placement, that's very, very important because that's one of the first questions I always tell people when you ask about a facility, what kind of staffing is there? And I was very surprised that a lot of them do not have an RN on staff.
Right. You know, another thing we're going to have as our census, you know, increases, we're going to have a social worker on staff. And, you know, having worked in senior care for many years, I think one of the big challenges that I've faced in working with my own residents is their own social services needs, whether how do I get a walker, how do I get a scooter, how do I get help with, you know, my long-term care insurance. There's so many questions that seniors have about, you know, that as things come up. And so we felt it was really important to have a social worker on staff, not only for the members, but to have their adult children have a resource to help them at home if social issues start up.
Very important.
Yeah.
You know, and actually, when this magazine came about, when I was talking to Kini Popo, who started a magazine, one of the first questions that came to my mind, why I thought it was important to convert the magazine to a resource magazine, is that one of my clients called me up one day and said, "Percy, my husband had a stroke. Do I buy a wheelchair or do I rent one?"
Mm-hmm.
This is about, I don't know, 8 years ago. And I thought to myself, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but I'll find out the answer. And it's amazing, just that simple question, just turned the key in my mind about how important resources are out there. So I'm glad you guys are a tremendous resource, and I'd like to see you do more down the road. But anyway, Wendy Wong from LiveWell Evelet by Kahalanui, the newest senior wellness center or adult day center in Hawaii. So really, you know, I was just writing down some notes here, Wendy. You guys have an RN on staff. If you haven't tried the food at Kahalanui, you can try it at Live Well, right?
Yes.
So all the food is going to be from Kahalanui?
Absolutely,
wow.
From our own kitchen.
That's great. Great food there, guys. Various activities. But I like the fact that you do bathing and toileting as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yes.
And it's great that you have different tiers because it's very important because most places will turn them down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and I get why they do that because they're only limited in services, but you're at a full range. 6:30 to 6 p.m.
6:30
a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
Right.
That is really good for people mm-hmm. that work downtown. And, you know, you may not need Medicaid, but Medicaid is really, really important because very few places take Medicaid.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So hopefully your residents over at 888 Evelet will be able to come downstairs. But it's great to have you, Wendy. I mean, it's nice to see Kahalanui. But before we finish up, tell us some of the stuff that Kahalanui is doing. Because I don't know if you can talk about this, but uh-huh. I know you had a cooking contest.
Yes, we did.
A couple weeks ago.
A couple weekends ago. Kahalanui has teamed up with KCC, their culinary arts department.
And just to let you know, I went there.
Did you? Yeah.
Back in the early 80s.
It's really a fabulous program we do. I think this was our fifth year. I can't remember, but I've gone to all of them. What we do is we team up with the culinary program. And the students that are going there team up in pairs, And there are four teams, so eight students compete in pairs. And we give them a food, a type of food that they have to prepare a healthy dish with. So it always has to be healthy. And we call it the Healthy-licious competition.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah. And so this past, a couple weekends ago, the common food was pa'i'ai, or taro.
Oh, taro.
Taro.
Okay.
And so they have to come up with really creative ways to, you know, come up with the dish. And we bring in, you know, well-known judges to judge it. And then we have an audience of people that also judge. And the winning couple of students took pa'i'ai. Well, actually, we brought in a gentleman who showed them how, you know, actually pound it into the smooth paste. But the winning pair of students took the pa'i'ai and made a dumpling, like a steamed dumpling. Mm. And another two students actually made a locomoco out of pa'i'ai, but not using beef. It was really, you know, it's, and what happens is when the winner selected, they win a scholarship from Kahalanui.
Wow.
Both of them went, I think it was a $500 scholarship to, you know, for them. And on the win side for us, we've actually hired some of the former winners into our own kitchen. Yeah. They're great. Those students are great.
Well, it's a great intergenerational program, but I know you've done other things with this school right there where you
resign, quite a few things. Yeah. But this is one of the programs we do every year that we really enjoy. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And you guys have done so much work at Kahalanui in regards. Now, are you still doing that little resource booklet? I know you did
yeah,
a couple of years.
We, I think, worked with
Dr. Gandhi.
Yeah, Dr. Gandhi
and Dr. Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez. Unfortunately, you know, they're both not there anymore. But we had provided funding for a senior resource book.
Right.
And those things are really helpful. I mean, even I will sometimes pull it out to see if there's a question. But yeah, we've done that in the past as well. You're right.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
So Live Well at Evelay is now open. And if you want to take out a tour, the number is very simple, 218-7777. And they're located at 888 Evelay. So if you're going down King Street, you take a right on Evelay, it's right down the right. So if you're coming from downtown, I guess you'd have to go down Ala Moana and take a right by Kmart, I guess.
Right. I think that's probably the easiest.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you give them a call, tell them you want to take a tour, does that include lunch? The tour include any kind of food at all?
Well, we can work on that. We'll see.
Are you going to have a grand opening, by the way?
Yes. We're planning a grand opening in mid-November, and we're still working out the details on that, but we certainly will invite you.
Do you have a date selected at all yet?
I believe it is the 19th of November, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's a Thursday. I hope I'm right. From 11 to 2. And this will give other folks in the community a chance to see our facility.
November 19th.
19th? Is that a Thursday?
Yes, it's a
Thursday. Oh, perfect. I got that.
And it's going to be midday?
11 to 2.
11 to 2. Oh, great. So, guys, if you're working downtown, you can actually probably walk. And that would be a good walk for you guys to get some exercise, to get some vitamin D and some sun, to walk down to Evelay, because it's a great little new facility. And it's brand new.
Brand new.
Wow. And you told me during the break that the furniture is very similar to, or looks, the look is very similar to Kahalanui.
Right. I think if you've been to Kahalanui, I think you clearly can see that we have a certain look of Kahalanui that, you know, we really wanted to carry over to the Live Well site. And so when you step into Live Well, you feel like you're walking into Kahalanui. And we like that feeling. It's a very comfortable, but it's a warm and home-like setting as well. So, yeah come down and see us.
Yeah, that's a great little venue there. So thank you, Wendy. Wendy Wong from the Live Well at Evelay by Kahalanui. And go to their website. You can Google them. And you have pictures up already, right?
We do. And also check out our Kahalanui website as well.
Oh, yeah. But if you get a chance, find somebody that lives there and go have some lunch or dinner. Excellent food. I was very impressed. I came from the restaurant business, like I said. And I think 81, I went to KCC school for a year. I just didn't take the cooking. The kitchen was kind of hot for me. So I stayed in front of the house, but I learned a lot. But I worked in the restaurant business for many years before I got in the mortgage business. So I love food, but good, great job. And so, 218-7777 is the number for Live Well at Evelay. So you guys know, if you have a friend that missed the show, they can go on their website, generations808.com, and to listen to all our past shows, as well as all our videos about our Aging in Place presenters the last 2013 and 2014. So, Wendy Wong from Live Well at Evelay. I did want, as you guys know, our October issue is out and about. And if you don't know, for you professionals downtown, we have little magazine boxes and racks by Pioneer Plaza at the corner of King and Bishop by Bank of Hawaii. We have one by the corner of King and Alakea by Central Pacific Bank. We have one at the post office there, right in front of the post office on, was that Richard Street down there. Actually, Roots and Relics has our magazine, as well as big the Down to Earth on King Street, which is very popular. Also downtown, we have it at the Love's Little Takeout Place, Day Old Bread Place, but it's very, very good over there. Anyway, I'm whatever. But yeah, go online to read our website. But all our past issues on our website are very good. Look on the bottom, the middle right. As well as we'll be building out our calendar by the end of the year. We're going to put all these activities on our website's calendar, the Generations calendar, where we're going to have all the activities from state and city agencies, ARPOE, putting up events on our website. It'll all be on our calendar. It'll be statewide. So that's coming, guys. Hopefully by December, we'll be promoting it statewide, where it's one calendar where you can look at all the different events statewide, because I know there's neighbor island events as well. But that's coming. We're working on that right now. By December, our website, which is very well viewed, will be revamping it into an easier, senior-friendly website. So check out that out. But I did want to mention the three ladies on our cover there. Please pick up a copy. Faye Roll Shock and Lori Bachran and Terry Rainey on the cover. It's a great story. We also still have our Kirk Matthews and Linda Coble column there on page 15. And then in the back here, we always have our columnist, regular columnist, Mr. Michael Yee from Ameriprise Financial, our resident financial advisor. And he probably sells the most long-term care insurance in the state of Hawaii. Jane Briggsay from Social Security. Pamela Cunningham from the Hawaii Ship Office, State Hawaii Insurance Program. Mr. Stephen Yim, the local estate planning attorney, along with Scott Mokuakane. Martha Clopin, that talks about Medicare. And a new one now we got out here is Annette Pang. If you've never met Annette Pang, you might want to have her on, a speaker at your facility. She is a life relationship life coach. She actually owns a couple of care homes, has developed properties, but she's more into now counseling families. She's on page 40 there, and she does workshops. And I've been to her workshop, and she's a great speaker, but she understands families. She understands how to talk to the children, how to convey the importance and the concerns that the senior may have. Because sometimes when seniors have issues, when they try to convey it to the children don't get it. Mm-hmm. Or say, Dad, that's enough, right? I mean, you can fix that problem, or that's just all in your head, or you're just getting old. All these conversations that we see, as you know, Wendy, mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot more of that today.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to get people that, you know, we need to understand what's going on. Like when people have Alzheimer's, the kids don't know how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know your involvement with Alzheimer's Association is so important.
Right.
And I don't know, but in March, we're bringing down some mainland doctors. And hopefully one major doctor, Dr. Peterson, hopefully will be coming around the 5th or 6th or 7th of March. Working on that right now. Uh-huh. But that's going to be a great story.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much, Wendy, from Live Well at Ivalei. How much time we got left? Because my throat's going to cut out here pretty soon, guys. Anyway, next week, we're going to have Barbara Kim Stanton from AARP coming to talk about AARP's push for the CARE Act. It was something that brought up in legislature last year. They will be bringing it to the Senate, the majority this year, again in January. It's about having the hospitals be more cognizant of the issues when you discharge somebody. But also the big thing is to acknowledge the caregiver, whoever they discharge them to. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about that in our next show of Generations Magazine radio show. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. We're here at AM 690, The Answer, every Saturday from 5 to 6 and Sunday from 3 to 4. So thank you very much. Leah, our engineer, thank you so much. Put up my cough here. Anyway, guys, check out our show every Saturday and Sunday. As we always finish, aloha, and as well, live well.